After weeks of protests by students and teachers, the Rochester School Board is scheduled to vote Thursday night on a plan to eliminate more than 150 teaching positions in the city school district. The mid-year job cuts are part of Superintendent Terry Dade's plan to bridge a nearly $65 million budget gap. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to Dade about where his controversial proposal stands.
The head of the Teachers Association is asking, why can't teacher job cuts be postponed until after the school year to limit any disruption for students? Would that not also give the district enough time to find out if the state will kick in any additional funding?
So the reason behind our rationale regarding not delaying these cuts until June 30th, which will be after the school year, is that the district is facing a significant cash flow problem. So we have a $64.8 million deficit. Of that, approximately $30 million we've been able to find outside of any staffing reductions, which still leaves us with nearly $35 million that we need to recoup this school year. By waiting until the end of the school year with no guarantee from the state, I would be fiscally irresponsible knowing that we have a significant gap and not doing anything to close it. So that's why there's no chance of me delaying until the end of the year unless I get a clear indication from the state that aid would be coming to the RCSD to the tune of $35 to $40 million.
That's what you're going to be asking for, up $35 to $40
million? It depends. So as you know, there's a Board of Education vote on my staff reduction plan, which totals approximately $10 million. If that plan goes through, then my ask of the state would be approximately $25 million in state aid, which in past history has been provided to other school districts in the state of New York.
Oh, we of course know that the legislature is out until January. How soon do you hope to find out whether the state will kick in any additional funding?
So I'm fully aware that the legislature does not reconvene until January. That said, that doesn't preclude conversations that we can have with the governor's office. So I have been in direct contact with the Division of Budget and other state legislatures to get indication from them of, one, whether we'll receive any type of state aid, and two, what would the magnitude of that aid be. So while it could not be finalized until everyone reconvenes, there's no sense in waiting that long when we have some very serious decisions to make by Thursday.
We've heard talk of union concessions, not necessarily that the union is in favor of this. As I say, they want this all postponed until June. Are there talks underway right now with the teachers union?
Yes, there are talks underway right now. They began last week with myself and the leadership of the RTA, and they'll continue in the immediate future. So as early as today or tomorrow. What I'm asking for the RTA to consider is we have the devastating potential of mid-year layoffs of classroom teachers. The RTA leadership has the ability to act right now to take those teachers off of the cut list by putting concessions on the table right now. So while I understand the consideration of waiting until the end of the year, right now, we are looking at reducing the significant impact that could occur with mid-year layoffs, and the RTA has the ability to do so.
Another frequent complaint we are hearing from Union President Urbanski and others is that there aren't enough cuts being made at central office under your budget plan. Even if there are not enough cuts to be had there to spare all of the teachers, are you convinced that there are not any more administrative jobs that could be eliminated?
I'm not convinced that there could not be any further eliminations at central office. That said, it's my responsibility to do comprehensive reviews of, one, looking at what have our strategies been in the past that have not produced the outcomes that this great city and our parents and our students are looking for. We've had absolutely abysmal gains in academic achievement in the areas of reading and math. With that said, there's been an influx of hundreds of teachers added to our budget to address that state, and it has not worked. So my job is to do a comprehensive look at central office and making sure that folks are aligned to the strategies that I've put forward to accelerate the progress that we so desperately need in the RCSD.
You have said that the district has overhired teachers in recent years, given the declining enrollment. Does that mean that we could see more educators laid off, even if this round of layoffs takes effect?
So that's been a great question that I've been posed with the past 2 weeks. And right now, it's really too early to tell. A few things are going to come into play. One, how well we're able to handle our current fiscal crisis. Two, we have no indication. We're waiting, just like every other district in the state of New York, on what our foundation aid. So what is our revenue stream from the state going to be? I have no indication of what that's going to be. The state of New York is facing a $6 billion deficit right now. So that doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence in thinking that we're going to get a huge increase in revenue from the state. So right now, it's absolutely too early to tell, which is why I'm a little concerned that folks are looking for me to make promises that I'm not willing to make at this time, when I don't even have accurate numbers in front of me of what the budget needs to look like for 2021.
You started as superintendent last summer with many of the goals similar to your predecessors, obviously, to turn around this struggling school district. You did not know then what kind of budget mess you would be walking into. That has to at least delay your vision to move the district forward, no?
It could. For me, I'm not one to make excuses, so I've already spoken with the Board of Education that at this point, while I do feel that much more time than I would ever want to spend as a budget superintendent is occurring right now, that does not mean that I've taken my eyes off of what matters the most, and that's our students and their achievement. So my team has still moved forward with working with our schools on meeting some very ambitious goals of increases in reading and math to the tune of 5 to 7% this year, reducing chronic absenteeism rates, which has not occurred over the past few years. And in fact, we've seen the reverse and an increase in absenteeism rates, looking at our disproportionality in special education, reducing suspension rates and increasing parent engagement. So that has not gone away, though I can say in all honesty, when you're embroiled in crisis, it does distract from our mission at hand.
Superintendent Terry Dade, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.